Well, today's tribute is to James Last. He was also known as Hansi. He was born Hans Last and was a German composer and big band leader. Initially, he was a jazz bassist, and his trademark happy music made his many, many albums bestsellers in Germany and the United Kingdom, with 65 of his albums reaching the charts in the UK alone. Last is reported to have sold an estimated 200 million albums worldwide in his lifetime, of which 80 million were sold by 1973. His album, This Is James Last, remained a UK bestseller for 48 weeks, and his song, The Games That Lovers Play, has been covered over 100 times. James Last's trademark sound employed big band arrangements of well-known tunes with a jaunty, upbeat dance beat, often quite heavy on the bass and the brass. Despite at times being derided by critics and purists as the king of elevator music or acoustic porridge, his style and music was popular in numerous countries and cultures, including Japan, the former Soviet Union, the USA and the UK, as well as his native Germany, where it became the archetypal soundtrack of any German cellar bar party. And it made him the most commercially successful band leader of the second half of the 20th century. James Last's popularity had been primarily in Europe. He released his first album, Non-Stop Dancing, back in 1965, which helped make him a major European star. He had 52 hit albums between the period of 1967 to 1986, which made him second only to Elvis Presley in terms of the number of charting records. His composition, Happy Heart, became an international success in interpretations by Andy Williams and Petula Clark. A cover version of Music from Across the Way by Andy Williams also made the top 40 chart. Let's now have a listen to this compilation of some of James Last's music. Well, Last was born on the 17th of April 1929 to parents Louis and Martha Last in Bremen, Germany. And he was the younger brother of Robert Last and Werner Last, who was also known as Kai Warner. That will bring back some memories for other musical fans. And his father was an official at the Postal and Public Works Department in the city of Bremen, and he began studying piano at the age of 10, although he could play simple tunes such as folk songs when he was only 9 years of age. However, his first music teacher felt that he lacked any musical talent. However, Last started playing more actively with his second tutor, and he switched to the double bass as a teenager. His home city of Bremen was bombed heavily during World War II, and he ran messages to Air Defence Command Post during the raids. He entered the Buchenberg Military School of Music of the German Wehrmacht at the age of 14, and he learnt to play brass, piano and tuba. After the end of the war, he joined the Radio Bremen Dance Orchestra, and in 1948 became the leader of that particular ensemble, which performed for 7 years. He was voted as the best bassist in the country in a German jazz poll for the years 1950, 51 and 52. And when the ensemble disbanded, he became the in-house arranger for Polydor Records, as well as a number of European radio stations. And during the next decade, he helped to arrange hits for artists such as Helmut Zacharias, Freddie Quinn, Lolita, Alfred Hauss, and Caterina Valente. His first release album in the United States was titled The American Patrol on Warner Brothers around 1964. So here now is the title track from that album. Well, following the success of American Patrol, James Last released a series of 9 albums in a series called Classics Up to Date, which served up arrangements of classical melodies with strings, rhythm and wordless choruses from the mid-60s until the early 80s. His 1965 album, Nonstop Dancing, was a recording of brief renditions of popular songs, and they were all tied together by an insistent dance beat and crowd noises. It was a huge hit and helped to make him a major European star. Here's an example of the James Last dance music style, which epitomised his happy music theme. Well, over the next four decades, Last released over 190 records, including several more volumes of Non-Stop Dancing. On these records, he varied his formula by adding different songs from different countries and genres, as well as guest performers like Richard Clayderman and Astrid Gilberto. James Last's concerts and albums were consistently successful, especially in the UK, where he had 52 hit albums between 1967 and 1986, which made him second only to Elvis Presley in charting records. But he had relatively few hit singles. And in the UK, his only chart singles were a tune called Biscaya from the album by the same name and The Seduction, a theme from the movie American Gigolo, dated back in 1980. And it was composed by Giorgio Moroder. And here it is. I should add that the saxophone in that particular track was played by the one and only Mr. Dave Sanborn, a great saxophonist himself. Then in the US, The Seduction became a top 40 hit, and it was peaking at number 28 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 22 on the Adult Contemporary chart in May of 1980. And then in 2003, James Last's production of The Lonely Shepherd, featuring the magnificent pan flute of George Zamfir, appeared on the soundtrack of another movie, which was Quentin Tarantino's Kill Bill Volume 1. Let's now have a listen to that fantastic track. songs composed by James Last, which achieved success in the US, included Happy Heart and Music from Across the Way, which were both recorded by Andy Williams. And then there was Games That Lovers Play, recorded by Eddie Fisher, and Fool, recorded by Elvis Presley. And by the time of his farewell tour in the spring of 2015, Last was reported to have sold well over 100 million albums. In February 2015, after almost 50 years on tour, James Last announced that he was finally bidding adieu to the stage. He had learned that a life-threatening illness had worsened, and the exact details of that illness were never disclosed. And so James Last undertook a final goodbye tour, ending an era of almost half a century of happy music. Last died less than 3 months after completing that farewell tour on the 9th of June 2015 in Florida at the age of 86. And so, to close today's tribute to the late James Last, here's a greatest hits medley live recording from one of the venues on that farewell tour. It was in Stuttgart in Germany, and the date was the 24th of March 2015. And so we say farewell, James Last, and thank you for the music.